This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Thrilled to have you with us here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com or on Facebook or Truth Social at The John Whitmer Show. And of course, on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. I want to also want to remind you that the John Whitmer Show is expanding. We're thrilled to be rebroadcasting the show on Saturdays from 1 to 3. So if you don't catch us live here on Sundays, you can always catch us on Saturday afternoons from 1 to 3. And I'm thrilled to have that. I actually happen to be driving out on Saturday after attending the protests downtown, and I turned on KNSS, and lo and behold, there I was. And I was like, oh, that's weird, because I normally don't hear myself on the radio. So it was kind of weird. Oh, by the way, next Sunday, former Republican Senator Phil Graham will be with us. So always, we've had him on the show a couple times. He's always fun to have. And we've got some other big guests coming. So make sure you stick around. Check out the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X. By the way, my X feed has blown up over the last few days. I've got one tweet that's like 300,000 views. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But we've got a great show planned for you, by the way. Former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier, who was state chair of President Donald Trump's 2024 election campaign, will join us to review the president's first 100 days. Corey DeAngelis, senior fellow at the American Culture Project, will be with us to discuss this week's Supreme Court hearing on a case on religious charter schools. Corvette dealership owner Douglas Ernest will be with us to explain why he says he's already seeing the benefits of Trump's tariffs. Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity will warn us how the city of Wichita has once again intended to exceed the revenue neutral rate and raise property taxes. A big shock there. That's in addition to some members of the city council that actually want to raise the mill levy. Go figure. And my buddy Andy Hoosier and I went down yesterday and interviewed some of the protesters who have been inundating downtown Wichita every Saturday. And we interviewed some of the protesters. He'll join us here next hour, and we'll play some of our man on the street interviews for you. That's all coming up next hour. And of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. If you've got your calendar in front of you, I want you to mark this date, because there's only 28 days left, less than a month, before the deadline to file to run for local office here in Kansas. And I don't normally do this. I don't normally encourage folks who are, you know, haven't really thought about it before to run. But, you know, this is, it's an important time right now. That's 28 days to decide if you're going to step up and lead or step back and let someone else, someone with very different values, take the reins in our community. And, you know, be this the Goddard School District or down in Derby or up in Mays. You know, we've got important local elections coming up, and right now the Dems are filling seats. We haven't seen a whole lot of Republicans step up. And by the way, folks, don't buy the hogwash. These are not nonpartisan races. I know they're going to tell you that, and they say that on paper, and the press loves to tout it, but that's malarkey. I mean, look at the city of Wichita. We've got a former member of a former chair of both parties, our current sitting council, city council members. The former mayor was a former state rep, state representative. So the days of these local offices being nonpartisan is long gone. And it's high time that people, regular people who are passionate and who care, decide to run for local office. Because here's the truth that they don't want you to hear. Local government matters more than ever. And in many cases, it matters more than your state government. In some cases, more than your federal government. Your city councils, your school boards, your county commissions, these are the front lines of the fight for your values. And in many ways, they impact your day-to-day life more than your state rep does or your state senator, and certainly more than your congressman does. And they've been quite literally and quite quietly infiltrated for years by folks who don't share our priorities. People who want to raise your taxes, erode parental rights, push divisive identity politics into our schools, and dictate how you live your life. You look at the city of Wichita. They're facing massive budget shortfalls. The county's facing budget shortfalls. It's because the people who have been in these positions for years have overspent. And the people who are there now, certainly at the city council, there aren't enough conservative members there who are willing to do the hard things, make the hard decisions, and cut spending. At your school boards, how many of these local school bond initiatives are coming up right now? Goddard, Mays, we've had one just recently down in Hayesville, of course, Wichita, Andover, Augusta, rather. Augusta's got one as well. Massive, massive bond initiatives, most of which are just because they want to spend more money. It's not because they need any more money. It's because they want more of your money. People who want to raise your taxes and dictate how you live your life, erode your parental rights, that's who's been quietly infiltrating these local governmental agencies for years. It's time to take that power back. Too many conservatives think the big change happens only in Washington. But you know who saw the local level for what it is? It's President Reagan. He said, all great change in America begins at the dinner table. And that's because that's how the local system works. It works from the local level up. It works from your home up. And your local school board decides what's being taught at that dinner table. Your city council decides how safe your neighborhood is and how much your paycheck is left after local taxes and fees. Like I said, we'll talk to Elizabeth Patton here coming up in just a few minutes about the very fact that the city of Wichita wants to raise your taxes again. If we want to preserve our way of life, we have to start right here at home. If you're tired of seeing boys compete in girls' sports, if you're done with schools pushing radical gender ideology while falling behind in math and reading, if you're fed up with woke city leaders apologizing for enforcing the law and draining budgets on progressive pet projects or $600,000 porta potties or millions of dollars in art at the water treatment plant, this is your moment. You don't need to be a career politician. In fact, we'd prefer you weren't a career politician. But it's time now to step up 28 days before the filing deadline. We need everyday Kansans, people who've raised kids, run businesses, worked the land, paid bills, served their churches, and love this state like we do. We need people who've signed on the front of checks and not always on the backs of checks. We need leaders who believe that freedom is worth defending, that taxes should be low, and that the truth, not ideology, should guide our schools and policies. And that's exactly why we need humble, grounded, accountable conservatives in office. Not self-proclaimed experts, not activists with agendas, but servants. Leaders who know that they don't have all the answers, but are willing to listen, lead, and protect the community. Now let's get specific. Here's how it works. Kansas's filing deadline for local office is, as I said, just 28 days away. You can run for school board. You can run for city council. You can run for township clerk. Maybe your city's got a mayor that's up. County commissioner, if you happen to, you know, within my listening audience, maybe you got a county commissioner open. You name it. Every one of these positions influences our daily lives. Everyone is a place where conservative leadership is desperately needed. Don't wait for someone else to do it, because let me tell you, the left isn't waiting. They're already organizing. They've got progressive lawyers and consultants lined up, candidates crafting narratives, the teachers' unions. They're already out there looking for and recruiting left-wing radical candidates who will rubber stamp their initiatives, and they're targeting conservative strongholds for takeover. They're counting on conservatives staying asleep at the local level and then just not bothering to show up at election time. Well, not this time. So here's what I want you to do. After tonight's broadcast, after the broadcast, I want you to go to your county election office website or the Sedgwick County GOP website at sedgwick.gop. Find out what positions are open. Look at the paperwork, ask questions, and seriously consider whether it's time for you to lead. Because if not you, then who? And if not when, if not now rather than when? This is how we protect our kids. This is how we secure our freedom. This is how we preserve Kansas values. Not just for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren, because local office isn't about ego. It's about service. It's not about getting paid, because Lord knows you're not going to make a heck of a lot. It's about, maybe you will, city council and county commission, but certainly not at a school board. But it's about standing up when your community needs you most. So step up, file, run, lead. If you've ever felt called to stand up for common sense values and ensure our communities reflect the voices of the people, now is the time. So reach out to your county party today. Reach out and learn how you can take the first steps towards public service. 28 days. Kansas is counting on you. We'll take a quick break, and then Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity will warn us how the city of Wichita is once again intending to exceed the revenue neutral rate and raise your property taxes. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. Folks, you have the power to change the trajectory of your city, of our county for that matter. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today to get involved. If you're looking for a way to get involved, to get engaged, if you want to get involved in this election cycle, AFP is a fantastic way to do so. Again, it's AmericansForProsperity.org. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and through social pages. And you can find and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, we've seen this before. This is a freaking broken record. But once again, it appears the city of Wichita is intending to exceed the revenue neutral rate and raise property taxes. With us now to explain what that could mean for you is Elizabeth Patton with Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show again, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate that.
So, I know, and to his credit, Dalton Glasscock has put together a citizen-led committee that's looking at spending cuts and efficiencies and things like that. But, right. I mean, they're just... and this may be driven by staff. I don't know, but once again, R&R, I mean, seriously, they're just not, are they not even willing to look at tightening the belt at all? They're just going straight into property taxes.
Right. And that's what's really disappointing, honestly. And to your point, you know, there's even members of my team and then a lot of folks from all over the city from a lot of different backgrounds on that citizen-led committee to try to find those inefficiencies. And I haven't seen the final report, but I understand they're finding some. And, you know,
oh.
Every level of government has plenty of waste, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm on that committee. Trust me. We have found. I mean, there's... You'd
there
be shocked.
Waste.
Yes. And, but it's, yes. You know, it's hard decision. It's not hard. It's not hard, but it's, you right. know, some of the easy stuff. And yet, you know, you can clearly see lines where, well, we could cut blank, but oh, I guarantee you that guy's a donor to half the people sitting on those chairs up there. And that, right. you know, quid pro quo.
Oh, goodness. And, you know, we just hope that that's not their motivation, but we really, you know, it's important to take governing seriously.
Yes.
And going to extend revenue neutral when we know that, especially in the last couple of years, people have rejected property tax increases and they don't want higher property tax bills at the end of the day. Like, that is not what the city of Wichita wants. They would rather see the city of Wichita leaders find, whether it's duplication with the county, duplication with the state, potential waste, opportunities to be more lean, that would be welcome and a breath of fresh air instead of rating revenue neutral rate. And, you know, I think it's really important to remember those of us, those of you who live in actual Wichita, there are public hearings coming up on the August 7th, 19th, and 26th. And all three of those dates, it would be really important to make your voice heard and say, we don't want the revenue neutral rate exceeded. This is a part of Truth in Taxation that was passed by the legislature a couple of years ago. And a piece of that is there will be notice sent out, but we are asking citizens of Wichita to stand up and make their voices heard that they don't want their property taxes to get raised. Although poor residents, I mean, you guys have made your voices heard repeatedly over the last two or three years. But it's time they listen, and it's not acceptable to raise property taxes right now.
You're right. We've made our voices heard. They just unfortunately fall on deaf ears. We're talking with Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. And case in point, you know, here we have Brandon Johnson, who's frankly never seen a tax increase he didn't like, who literally from the bench just talked last week about, well, we've got a budget shortfall, and they do. They have a budget shortfall coming up. It's multiple millions of dollars. It could be because right. they spent, you know, $600,000 on a couple of shitters, or because they've got, you know, they spend $1.2 million on art at the water treatment plant. But
right.
so he's proposed a couple of options, a mill levy increase, an actual mill levy increase, or a 1% sales tax. In order, again, he doesn't propose any cuts in spending. He just wants more taxes.
Right, right. And that just cannot be the solution, is just automatic taxes. It just can't be. That's already been done. That's already been done by the city of Wichita. And, you know, there are elections coming up for some of those members on, November is coming again this year. So people should remember
yes.
that municipal elections are this year, an off-year election.
Yeah, Mike Hoheisel and Maggie Ballard are both on the ballot this fall. And
we are,
you know, let's hope that we have legitimate candidates to run against both of them.
It's just appalling to me that the answer wouldn't be, hey, these are spending cuts that need to be made. This is where we're taking a scalpel. No one's asking anybody to take, you know, Thor's sledgehammer, although, you know, depends on my mood, I suppose. But let's really take a look at this budget and make sure that we are being as efficient as possible, because that is what that's what the people of Wichita deserve. And so for the lawmakers like Brendan Johnson, for example, to only suggest a tax increase instead of some long-term fiscal responsibility and some cuts, that's really sad.
Well, and again, I've said it before, and look, I'm all in if they want to spend right now, for example, they spend 2% of their budget, which is not a lot. It's only 2%, but 2% of the budget is earmarked for art. And look, whether or not you like that idea or not, you could make an argument that when the city's flush and you got decent revenues, okay, you could dedicate that. But right now, when you're facing a shortfall, that's when you tighten your budget, and that's when you say, this year, no money for art because we're short.
Exactly. It's just like a family. You know, we're kitchen table economics, right? You know, it's like sometimes the American people are struggling. Wichita residents are struggling, and they have to tighten their belts. Grocery bills, all the things. We are fighting as a, you know, Bidenomics caused just unconscionable is a better word, inflation on our pocketbooks. And we're trying to climb out of that. And the last thing that the people of Wichita need is a tax increase on top of all of that. And it's just, that's a real shame. Instead, I would love for them to focus on opportunities to grow Wichita in smart ways, absent, you know, too many incentives that are giving away extra tax money that unnecessarily, making sure that we are putting a scalpel to the budget and making sure that we are being responsible and as efficient as possible. And that should be always the answer. That's what the people of Wichita want. They have said so repeatedly over the last few years. And to not to get that done, there should be consequences at the end of this year for those sitting in office.
It's like you say, it's like your family budget. When you're struggling for money, you cut your Netflix bill. You don't just and that's City of Wichita should do the same thing. I know you guys have a bunch of stuff coming up. In fact, this show, we're going to be broadcasting live from your downtown headquarters at Union Station coming up on the 18th. But I know you're also, your whole team, you're out door knocking right now, helping to educate voters. If folks want to get involved, if they want to find out about your events and things that are going on in the community, what's the best way for them to find out about you and connect?
Really, the best way to find out about us is to make sure that you are following us on social media. So follow us on X, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. Make sure that you are navigating to our state page on AmericansForProsperity.org. But you can always also check out some of our agenda items at SunflowerStateSolutions.com. Right now, we are doing a lot of walking on several issues, including on tax and budget, but also on educating folks on the judicial system here that we have in Kansas, which right now sucks. So if you want to make your voice heard and make a difference and help educate some of your fellow Kansans, join us. We have a good time and we get a lot done.
Well, again, Elizabeth, thank you. And I look forward to, again, we'll be broadcasting from the headquarters there on the 18th. And if folks are interested, again, it's AmericansForProsperity.org. Thank you again. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Coming up, Corvette dealership owner Douglas Ernest will join us to explain why he says he's already seeing the benefits of Trump's tariffs. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And of course, from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, President Trump has launched one of the most courageous and frankly audacious economic policies in American history, his tariff war, for lack of a better phrase. My next guest, Douglas Ernest, is the owner of Corvette Warehouse, the largest Corvette dealership in the Southwest. I'm hoping, you know, maybe he hooks me up with a free ride here. And he says anyone reacting to the tariffs at the moment, worrying over market sell-offs, panicking over international reaction, isn't seeing the big picture. Douglas, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Hey, it's my pleasure to visit with everybody this evening.
So, Douglas, you say you're already seeing the benefit of Trump's tariffs. Can you kind of explain that? Because I saw, I mean, even this afternoon as I was watching the Sunday shows, of course, you know, the mainstream media is all doom and gloom and, you know, car parts are going to be costing $10,000s more due to the tariffs. And yet you say you're already seeing the benefits.
You know, thank you again for letting me voice my perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Because our story at Corvette Warehouse is a story that the legacy mainstream media doesn't want these listeners and readers and the American people to read, understand, or even see what's going on. But the reality is, my business, on our business, we're the largest Corvette dealer in the Southwest. We employ 10 to 12 people in our building, and we employ hundreds of people in our outsourced partners that do all the work to get these Corvettes on the road and restore them. And our business was completely decimated, and we were losing seven figures per year. Again, I say that again, seven figures per year under the Biden administration. When Donald Trump came out in November and December and was the elect, we were still losing money. When he came to work at the Oval Office in January, he put out a phased tariff policy announcement that was very layered, structured, extremely smart, and it was phased in. It wasn't a shock and awe to the public. It was something that was brought out in phase announcements that immediately made our business go higher. And why it is, we are an American company. We sell American goods. Most of the products that we sell are made in America. And we are the epitome of what you would think of what the American product is. Corvette is the number running, longest running product line of an American car. You wouldn't believe it, but most American product lines get shut down 10, 20, 30 years. The Corvette has been running almost 80 years. So our business immediately took off, and it went into the first year profitability in January, February it improved, and in March it was a record month. And let me just tell your listeners one thing that they have to understand. When the stock market was making its temporary correction in March, and we hit NASDAQ 15,000 and Dow 37,000, and like you mentioned, the pundits from the legacy media were freaking out on mainstream TV, we hit record sales. We usually sell 25, 30 Corvettes a month. We sold 23 Corvettes the week that the stock market hit that correction. And the stock market is only a few percentage points off its all-time high for the S&P 500. So the Liberation Day losses have been completely erased. Things are on the way up, and this is a temporary setback and a long-term horizon move by the Trump administration to correct the unfair trade policies of the United States, and something that will benefit the American business and benefit the American workers.
Do you think that what this is ultimately going to find or result in is that folks will start basically buying American again? Is that, I mean, I know that's his goal. Do you think that's what will be the end result?
Absolutely. I mean, we're living proof. We have had our customers for the last 3 or 4 years move away from us. They were buying Porsches. They were buying Mercedes. And those that would buy the expensive cars like the Z06s and ZR1s, they were buying Lamborghinis because you had such a better value when you buy an import. Number one, the parts are better value. The cars are a better value. You get a lot more horsepower for your dollar. So our customers were moving away. We had extremely hard time bringing our customers back the last 3 to 4 years. The last 3 months, those customers have returned, and they have told us they are returning because they know they need to buy American, because in the future, it might be harder to get parts for a foreign import, but not for an American car. They're also coming back because they believe in America, the tradition of the American spirit, and the Corvette is, you know, that's the quintessential sports car product for the United States, which is the, you know, the Corvette product line. As I mentioned, it has been in existence for 80 years. And, you know, it was only, you know, Chevy's been around for over 100 years and the Corvette for 80. It's absolutely returning. The pendulum has swung, and it has swung strong. We had a temporary setback, and we're almost back to where we were before Liberation Day. We are actually only 3% off the high, I believe, on the S&P 500. So right now, things are changing. The transition is going on. The partners of our trading are being reset in a gambit, if you will. And as we figure out who's going to play the game, who's going to do business with us and play fair, we're going to find out in the future that the American economy is going to strong. And I personally believe, after what I've seen, that we're about to experience the strongest economy in the history of our country.
Your lips to God's ears, Douglas. We're talking to Douglas Ernest, the owner of Corvette Warehouse. I do have to push back on one thing, only because my wife owns a Mustang and she's a big Mustang fan. She'd probably, you know, push back on you on the Corvette being the you know, America's top rod. I think she'd probably tell you that it's a Mustang, but I'm not you know, I got to defend the misses on that one. Let me ask you this. You know, I think if you look at it, I see the whole tariff thing. It's not isolationism, but a strategic move toward balanced trade, because the president is right. For years, America has been getting the shaft. I mean, we've been disadvantaged by these trade deals from other countries that have had sometimes 200-300% trade deficits, imposed tariffs imposed upon us, and we have just had to basically eat it. And he's finally just trying to bring some balance. How long do you think people will give the president grace to work this out, or do you think it will work it out within, you know, 6 to 9 months?
Great question. And I believe that it's already been working out. And one of the most important things to understand is there's two different aspects and frameworks for what you taught about tariff strategy. Number one would be protectionism and isolationism. And that's something that all economists agree is not good for your economy.
Right.
And the Trump administration has made full focus and put it out that that is not their intent. Their intent is to play strategy.
Right.
And the all economists, most important American economists in the history of our country that developed the MBA as we know it, Michael Porter, has said that it's not good to play business and play protectionism, but it is good to use tariffs to change your strategy, especially when the country has not been treated fairly or has the raw end of the deal. But right now, we have to find a way to reset. We have to restructure, or the country is not going to survive. The American workers' wages are going to continue to go down like they have the last 4 years, and the cost of the goods that we buy will continue to go up. This reset is temporary, and you can already see the changes. We saw jobs on Friday announced. It was a surprise to me. I didn't expect jobs to go up by what it did. I expected it to actually go down, because I do listen to the mainstream legacy media.
Yeah,
and sometimes
that was
your
mistake.
Some of the crap they're putting. Yeah, I shouldn't listen to it. But they were expecting and proposing the jobs go down. You know, the Fed did not lower the rate, as President Trump has made a call continuously to do. And I know that's political, because they did the call and they did the rate change for the Biden-Harris administration so they could get reelected. But they won't make it when the country desperately needs it. I know that's political, and that's just Washington, where they play the game, and you have to play politics. Right now, even with the rate not coming down, even though inflation has subsided, we still added jobs.
Right.
We are busier than ever. Our phones are ringing off the hook. And we went from a business that was losing a tremendous amount of money, laying people off, finding a way to possibly exit this business, to going back into growth phase, trying to find out how we can grow. We're recruiting people again, and we're selling more Corvettes than ever. Last month, we had a record month. We sold 81 Corvettes, which is the highest I've ever sold in my 30 years of doing business.
Wow. Well, Douglas, I appreciate you joining us this evening. If folks are interested, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
The best way is to go to our website, CorvetteWarehouse.com. And under CorvetteWarehouse.com, you can click Meet the Owner. There's a link to buy the book. The book and the proceeds, all the proceeds go to veterans groups. I encourage everybody to take the opportunity to buy the book so we can help the veterans and desperately need your help.
I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
The pleasure is mine. Take care and God bless our country.
We'll and thank you for your service, too, by the way. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Every week, those folks are out there door knocking. They're making phone calls. They're engaging with folks all across the state on issues that matter. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city. If you want to get involved, you can make your voice heard. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, make sure while you're online that you, you know, like and follow John Whitmer Show. Follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. You know the drill. So, and of course, listen, tune in on Saturdays. We're now rebroadcasting this show every Saturday from 1 to 3.
So, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. It was funny driving home from the protests and hearing my own voice. I was like, oh, wait, what's that on? And then I'm like, oh, I remember.
So now you can say you were in two places at once.
Yes, I was. Kind of. Kind of, sort of, maybe. Sort of, kind of. And actually, I'll be on tomorrow evening. Not here, but on Newsmax TV.
Okay,
very good. With Todd Starnes. Yeah, he called this afternoon, and they want to – there was – I don't know if you saw the picture that we posted of the guy with the severed head,
yeah,
the severed Trump head.
That's classy.
Yeah, bloody severed Trump head. If you want to see it, you can see – the pictures of it on my Twitter feed, which is now upwards of 300,000 views, but this on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page as well. But this guy was carrying a severed Trump head with bloody and everything. And I posted it, and I guess the Todd Starnes saw it, and now he wants to interview me on Newsmax. So we're going to go do that tomorrow afternoon. So,
Let's keep it classy.
Oh, yeah. Keep lovely. Yeah. But lots of warm. Yeah. they're an interesting bunch. We'll play some.
I know we've got some stuff coming up next hour.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit more about this thing that they have going on. And it's on Saturday.
Every Saturday they do this at noon, you know, down at Nafziger Park or further down on Broadway. They did it Douglas and Broadway. This is where they were yesterday.
I see.
And, you know, the interesting thing, you see a lot of signs. The signs are, you know, everything from F this and F that, and Trump's a Nazi and Elon's a Nazi, and you know, and some of them are interesting signs and creative, and you see a lot of Nazi stuff. You know, this person's a Nazi, that person's a Nazi. A lot of Ukraine flags, a lot of rainbow flags. A lot of trans flags. What you don't see are any American flags. A lot of Mexican flags. Mm-hmm. Did not see a single American flag. Oh, no, that's not true. I did see one upside down.
Upside down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not see a whole lot of American flags. Lots of the rainbow and trans stuff. Speaking of which, do you have the trans? Let me play. So this was an interesting conversation because I ended up talking to this gal and she had a trans flag and her sign said trans rights are human rights. And I always find that an interesting conversation. It was similar to one I had up in Lawrence with a guy who was talking about trans rights or human rights. And this girl had to sign, and she was, you know, one of the trans rights things and had the rainbow stuff. And and so I just wanted to ask her, and do we have that clip?
Let me
get it ready.
Yeah. Let me see what I can do here. Okay.
Yes, all right. If you've got it, we'll play this. This is the conversation that I had with her on the streets downtown on Douglas.
You've got another sign that says trans rights are human rights. What do you think of, say, biological males competing in girls' sports?
I believe that people people should live as the gender that they feel internally. We put a lot of markers on what gender is based on dress, based on like body structure, but it's so much more nuanced than that. And the way that Trump is attacking gender as a whole is harmful to anyone who does not lie within his standards, and his standards are white Christian nationalists.
So what's your definition of a woman then?
A woman is actually, as someone who was
should be an easy question.
That gender, it's actually really hard to say.
No, it is. You say assigned, you do not believe that you're biologically female or male at birth based on science or based on your biology. You believe that someone actually assigns that to you and therefore it's changeable?
Well, someone puts a little letter on my birth certificate and suddenly my whole life is affected based on that.
But that, so you say that it's that designation on the birth certificate, mm-hmm. not actual scientific or biological facts.
I don't think gender is specifically scientific. It's like a sociological phenomenon.
So there is no biological or scientific certainty. It's all...
It can help some people feel very connected to their gender. Their sex can help them feel connected to their gender. But just the fact that intersex people exist means that there's more than two genders.
So there's XY doesn't factor into it.
It's more than that.
Gotcha. Yeah. And do you believe it's fair for biological males to compete in women's sports?
I think it's fair to let trans women compete with other women.
Even though, and you believe a trans woman is a woman.
A trans woman is a woman, yes.
Interesting. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know how, I mean, it seems pretty simple to me. You are what you are, but apparently her gender was determined by the guy putting a check mark next to a letter on a birth certificate, and that's how it's determined according to her. I don't understand that. That seems pretty far-fetched to me, but yeah. This is the mindset, though, and she firmly believed that, and this was what her firm belief was, and she wasn't trans. She just believed that because a doctor put an F, or marked by the F instead of a mark by whatever, and heaven forbid that the doctor, you know, marked the wrong letter when she was born. I don't know. Yeah. We'll take a quick break, and then after the top of the hour break, former Governor Jeff Collier, who was the state chair for the Trump reelection campaign, will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.